sun comes up again, and we feel it warm our skin. Let's do our best not to pretend till we meet our end. There's no love like those younger days. We feel the echo still today. Beyond the stars, we feel the echoes.
On March 16, 1521, when Philippines was discovered by Magellan, they were sailing day and night across the big ocean, until they saw a small Limasawa Island. Magellan landed in Limasawa at noon. The people met him very welcome on the shore. They did not understand the speaking they have done, because Castilla get at waray waray man. When Magellan landed in Cebu City, Raja Humabon met him, they were very happy. All people were baptized and built the Church of Christ, and that's the beginning of our Catholic life. When Magellan visited in Mactan to Christianize them everyone, but Lapu-Lapu meet him on the shore and drag Magellan to go back home. Then Magellan got so mad, ordered his men to come up lads. Mactan Island we could not grab, cause Lapu-Lapu is very hard. Then the battle began at dawn, bolos and spears versus guns and cannons. When Magellan was hit on his neck, he stumbled down and cried, "Oh mother, mother, I am sick. Call the doctor very quick. Doctor, doctor, shall I die? Tell my mama, do not cry. Tell my mama, do not cry. Tell my mama." That's Dean of Magellan in the island of Mactan long time ago, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Hello. Hello.
It's Annika C.
And Imaya. Welcome to our Everything Show. Just a reminder, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you guys are having a fun day amidst the snow. I don't know about today. I only came out today just for this radio show. I kind of slept in, so I haven't really been outside. But the only time I was outside was yesterday night. It was like midnight, and I got a bunch of my friends, and we went out. Okay, usually, actually, yeah. On the college tour of this campus, they always talk about how Preslawn is the number one go-to spot for sledding. Okay, sure, it's a massive hill. It is pretty fun, I would think. However, I live uphill. Actually, Preslawn's pretty close to me. But I live uphill, and there are a bunch of other hills that no one else goes to that are a lot steeper. So I got a group of friends. We all went. We went sledding. We, like, jumped around. It was fun because, like, you would sled down, and the game was trying to climb back up the hill. And obviously, like, we would all fall and slide and stuff. What else?
Yeah, this is, like, our first time. My first time experiencing, like, snow.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, interesting.
The last time I experienced snow was before I was 10 years old. So a lot of what I did in the snow is what I did when I was, like, a very young child. And all of my friends were like, yep, seems about right. It was so fun to just, like, prance in the snow. And, no, I'm being serious. And then your feet would just, like, sink in and pack the snow.
Oh, no, yeah. That's so fast. Like, every time I see, like, a white, clean patch of snow, like, I just walk over it.
No, yeah.
It's so satisfying.
Exactly.
So anyways, on the topic of holidays, how we hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving and Maya and I, since we're like not from this place, we all met up with our friends in New York and we saw all our high school friends and a lot of stuff went down.
Yeah. We can talk about Gam Gam Muna.
Oh yeah, Gam Gam.
Okay, yeah. So we live in the Philippines. We're all here. None of us have family in the States except for me, because my dad's actually from Connecticut, so I'm half-half. So I hadn't had an actual Thanksgiving with my dad's side of the family since I was 4 years old, because that's when I left the country. So it was really weird to have Thanksgiving with them. I haven't really experienced it before, like, to my knowledge, because when you're four, you don't really remember. So that was my first, like, actual Thanksgiving with the stuffing and the gravy and the blah, 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 blah. Honestly, favorite part is stuffing. Never tried stuffing. Always looking at videos of stuffing or whatever, I was like, eh, like, how's that appealing? But then I tried it. Oh, gosh. It is yummy.
You've never tried stuffing?
No.
Bro, stuffing is so good.
But also gluten-free, kase.
Dude, so Gaga made you gluten-free stuffing?
No, kase, all the cousins that I'm with all have
celiac,
plus one of the aunts. So the whole Thanksgiving dinner was entirely gluten-free.
Whoa.
From like appetizer to dessert. So that's why I really went ham. Yeah. That's why it's really easy to eat with that family, because like we're all
gluten-free.
Yeah.
Dude, stuffing is so good. Yeah, for our Thanksgiving dinner. So since we're all from the Philippines, I don't know if anyone knows, but there's a fast food chain based in the Philippines called Jollibee. And they basically serve like Jollibee fried chicken, like sweet spaghetti, pancit palabok, like all the good stuff. So for Thanksgiving, we decided not to go with a traditional, like conventional turkey dinner. So we ordered like $200 worth of Jollibee. We had like 40 pieces of fried chicken, 8 packs of family style spaghetti. Like, it was so good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I would say it's an acquired taste though. Cause all Filipino food is like, is sweet. So
yeah,
as she was saying, the spaghetti is sweet, which
but
is
sure.
yummy, but like
it's
not
weird.
A lot of people are like into that.
Yeah. But yeah, and then what else happened in New York?
It was just weird. Okay. Coming into college, I was like, oh, my high school friends are the bomb. I'm never going to find anyone like them. And then, obviously here I haven't, but I have found my own friends, and I just have, like, a different type of relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to New York, and it was never awkward between my friends. It was just, like, back to the same old ways in high school, which is different to how I am with my friends now. And it was comforting to be able to just like do that again and instinctively do that and not try hard to do that, but it was just weird to experience that again, if I'm being honest.
It was like weird to like acknowledge that like your dynamic with the friends that you have in college is like completely different from the dynamic
yeah.
that you have with your friends in high school.
Yeah.
Plus like a lot of people in high school like changed
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of weird to see, but it was funny.
Also, it's funny to see so that some of the guys grew taller or their
yeah.
voices got deeper
and they got more like
guapo. Yeah. Yeah. And it was just weird because also the thing about New York, like obviously it's open to everyone that goes to our school, not just our main friend group.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of not like random people, just like people who were in the area who obviously we invited to like our group hangouts, but we're never really close to in high school. And that was like honestly a little bit weird, but inclusive.
Yes, inclusivity is key.
Yeah. Also, how did you, do you like New York?
I love New York. Like,
no.
When I'm working and I'm 22, I want to live in New York, like be able to like afford an apartment there. Like it's such a nice city.
No, that's totally opposite to me.
What? Why?
I hated New York. I would never ever want to live there. No, I'm being serious. Like before, I was like, oh, like classic New York. Like when you're young, you like try and get a job there and like make your life out in New York. Like you see like the classic TV shows, you know. But like actually being there, being like by myself as an adult legally
yeah.
and just like walking, I did not like it at all.
What?
I much prefer Boston. Are you kidding me? The Boston subway I can take late at night by myself and I feel fine.
Okay, fine. That is so true. Yeah. It's so scary. Even taking the train, like the subway in the day, like I get so confused.
Yeah. Like I just prefer Boston. It's Boston's a lot more chill. It's a lot. I feel safer, and it's smaller and more manageable. It's like cute. And in New York, there's no chill. Like for me, I'm a really chill. Like I'm not uptight. I'm not like. Yeah. I'm like pretty easygoing, and then everyone there is like so like rude and out for themselves. I don't know. I just didn't like it that much. Also, there was another. My friends and I, we were walking along Central Park, like the east side of Central Park, but all the way down by Fifth Avenue. And we were walking back, and there was this lady who was pushing around a cart on the sidewalk, like, wearing a worker's uniform, and she was just going on this massive rant. She was like, all you people think you own the sidewalk, whereas me, I'm working here, and I gotta weave all around, you guys are so inconsiderate, whatever. And she was talking to, like, I mean, obviously she was yelling at everyone, but she wasn't, like, directly, she was talking, like, screaming at herself, like, literally taking the cart and weaving through people.
Oh,
like,
bruh.
Yeah. It was
no,
weird.
But, like, that's so interesting. Okay, it's, like, I like how,
nah.
Like, there's so many interesting people in New York. Like, you're walking in the streets, and you can just, like, okay, like, if I happen to hear a conversation, like, it's always about something interesting. Like, it's never not interesting.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, I don't like
I
it. Also, it's just too big. I don't know. I just don't. I hate it.
You can dress nice in New York.
Okay, maybe that's why I don't like it.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thanksgiving was really fun, I guess. But now we're back to school. And
which kind of sucks.
It actually sucks so much because it's like the time frame when you just got out of like vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like looking
it's like the last final push, but you're not, yeah.
But you don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's not like high school, like, I don't know.
No, yeah, it is kind of bad. And plus, we have a friend that goes to Dartmouth, and they last week was the start of their winter break, so he's done until January.
Yeah, wait.
Yes.
January what? Early January?
He goes back to like Jan 6 or something.
Oh, yeah, that is
early. I know, yeah, it's early, but like at least he doesn't have to deal with having to come back to school and have like all the final projects due this week. We are like, our classes, you're only going to see them like once or twice now. Like, my Friday class, one Tuesday class and one Friday class, I only meet with them once a week. This week is my last class for all of them.
But, like, no, that's so true. I have, like, a final test this week. But then everything else for me is next week.
No, I have I have a paper due Friday, and I have a paper due next Tuesday. Actually, I don't know when my philosophy paper is because we were behind, so he pushed the whole thing like a week back, and I'm just confused. Like, are we still doing the last paper? He talked about not doing the last paper, but then he also talked about doing the last paper. So, not really sure about that.
Oh, yeah.
I just turned in my paper for that class.
For what? The one that you were writing?
Yeah.
That was so good.
Really?
I liked it, yeah.
Oh, thanks. It's about, what did I talk about? Oh.
That movie.
The Memento. Actually, that's such a weird movie. Oh, shoot. That's not.
No, guys, you want to know what the weirdest two movies I've ever watched in my life are?
What?
Hereditary and Midsommar. Midsommar is basically a movie based on, like...
What's the artist of our intro show?
Yo-Yo
Villamar. Yo-Yo, huh? Is it J-O-J-O?
Yo-Yo,
Y-O-Y-O. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, anyway, sorry. So, about a group of friends... One girl, like, her whole family dies, and her boyfriend, who's about to break up with her, brings her along on this trip with his friends to Sweden, because you're going to visit this, like, intense, like, festival that only happens every 9 years in this small community. Hence, like, it's called Midsommar. So anyways, they get to this festival, and everyone's, like, on crap and doing these weird drugs, and at the end, it's just this big cult, and it's just so, it was weird. It was so weird. The other one, Hereditary... It's also a cult. They're both about cults.
Why are you watching movies about cults?
Bro, they're so weird. Anyways, it's wacky. You guys should watch it. Also, in 5 minutes, we're going to have a guest.
Okay.
Peppy's Corner is about to roll around. So we'll let him prepare for that. But in the meantime...
We'll play some tunes.
Some tunes for you guys.
What are you feeling? What are we feeling? What's a song that they played all the... What songs did they play in New York, though?
You know what? We're gonna play a song to commemorate our batch, which is our batch song.
No, we're not doing that. That song's kind of like old. Man. Why don't we do? Do you want to do? Oh, have you heard Billie Eilish's new song? I don't know if I like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I really like her new song.
I can do Beyonce.
Okay.
Actually, no. We can do 24/7, 365. That one. I like that song.
Oh, yeah, that is a good song. Okay.
Okay.
This one.
Yeah. Watch there be an ad. Okay.
Met this girl down by the vine. Had long thin legs and deep brown eyes. Seemed the type I would wanna make mine. She said, I can tell you're not my type. You're Mr. Wrong, I'm Mrs. Right. This could never be what you wanna be tonight. She said, don't you worry, don't you fray. I got 24 ounces of Bombay. Can we work it out? You don't have to be alone. She said, 9 to 5, I'm killing time. But 24/7, 365, I'd have to be where I feel your sunshine. 1 to 2 step, 3 step 4. She's everywhere out on the dance floor. She's everything you could ever want and more. She said, boy, these are the terms to play. If you hit and run, there is no way we could ever be what you plan to be. Said, girl, I set the record straight. I got shelves of them, just go press play. We could spin it all, you don't have to be alone. She said, 9 to 5, I'm killing time. But 24/7, 365, I'd have to be where I feel your sunshine. From the end of my surprise, she comes to me and locks my eyes. Says, boy, you know what, I guess you're alright. She said, I don't mean to make this hard, but trust me, boy, I've got these scars. If you hit and run, you know that won't get you far. She said, girl, you got it set in stone. If you lay the mat, I'll call you home. I'll make you mine and you'll never be alone. She said, 9 to 5, I'm killing time. But 24/7, 365, I'd have to be where I feel your sunshine.
Okay. Right. Hope you enjoyed that song. Now we are gonna try and connect Peps on the line for his Peppy's Corner. So, are you calling him?
Yeah, I'm calling him now.
Oh, yeah, since Peps is in the Philippines, we have to call him through Messenger.
Oh, yeah, quick story about that. He actually studies in Hong Kong, but because the protests escalated so much, they canceled school for a whole semester.
Yeah, and now he has to take online courses. Yeah. Oh, look who's here.
Hello.
Peps, can you talk?
Hello?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Peppy, you're on air. Yeah.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. Where are you?
What up, dorks?
Where are you?
I'm home.
Oh, okay.
Tell your mom to come on air as well.
Yeah.
Is she awake?
Bro, you know what happened?
What?
They're so mad.
Who? What? Oh, they're bro, sad. where was Bea?
Yo, I asked that too. She was with her friend or something, like helping her friend.
Wait, no, I have Quince.
Okay, what? By the way, Quento means gossip. Okay, go.
Is on air. You're not at the no, swear, ba- Peps.
Basically. Yeah, I know. I won't. Oh, wait. Okay. Anyway. my parents were supposed to go to Japan to watch U2. Like, for those of you who don't know U2, like, their lead singer is Bono. Like, wait, can you guys name the U2? Do you guys know
what's U2?
U2 is a band.
With or without With or Without You.
My parents were supposed to watch U2 in Japan, but apparently, okay, and like, apparently, there's a super mega typhoon that's coming towards the Philippines.
Oh yeah, my dad was saying that. Yeah.
And dude, like, we went to the house, like, Lucian, my friend, like, we went to his house, like, to a party, and, like, everyone was getting, like, emergency notifications about this super typhoon. Like, I'm genuinely scared for my life. Like, all my, like, electronics are charged. Like, I have my apocalypse kit, like, on my side. Like, I'm ready to go, baby. Like, it's actually, like, I'm so worried. Like, I don't know why this is such a big deal, but
Worse than Yolanda?
Apparently, it's gonna be signaled, like, the highest signal in the Philippines. Like, it's supposed to be the biggest.
Oh, yeah, ISM canceled school. And you know ISM never canceled school.
No, that's, you know. That's when, like, you when know. ISM canceled school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What's it called? What's the typhoon called?
Yeah. Okay, boomer.
Peppy, what's in your... Okay, by the way, guys, Peppy has a new aspiration where in the future he wants to start his own talk show. So this will be a space where he can practice his talk show abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to start my own talk show.
He wants to host.
Become the next late night host. Yeah. I want to be the late night host.
Wait, Peps, how was your audition?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was so bad.
Wait, can you explain, like, what the audition was for? And how you got it?
So, as a young child, a lot of people told me that, like, I had a face of a model. So, throughout the years, like, I've been doing commercials, like, I was listening to your radio show and Annika was talking about Jollibee, like, the super famous Filipino restaurant, like, and I've done both commercials for them, you know, no big deal.
Actually, I feel like I've seen...
Can you confirm that?
No, yeah, I feel like I've seen one.
Confirm.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, like, they called me for this commercial and, like, basically, it's about a cell network, like, in the Philippines. And, like, they didn't tell me which one for confidentiality, but, like, the scenario was this. Like, my dad was working overseas, and, like, he was calling me, like, from abroad, and, like, I had to talk to him about, like, the Christmas gift he sent me for, like, a balikbayan box. So that was it.
Okay.
That's
hard,
though. Okay, what did you say? Say it.
Oh, I'm not gonna say it.
No, so yes,
weird.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
No, I don't want it. Dude, what if people actually listen to this?
No one is. Jeps, go.
Wait, what is that noise? Like, I can't hear you guys.
Oh, sorry. I'm chewing my gum.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, fine. Annika, pretend to be my dad. So just call me.
Hi, Anak.
Hi, Dad. Oh, dude, I can't do this.
Hi, Dad.
I can't do this.
No, why? That was so good.
It's so cringe.
It's just because you sound hella Pinoy.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. It's higher. Like, hi, Dad.
Okay, wait. So what were the lines, though? You don't have to act them. Fine. Just tell me what were the lines.
No, here's the thing, Ims. Like, you know me. Like, I can speak, like, decent Filipino, but I can't. I'm not, like, fluent. Right?
Yeah.
So the guy was like, okay, like, we're going to start the scene in 3, 2, 1 and just improv. I was like, what? So I had to, like, improvise. No, I had to improvise so hard. Like, I did not know what to say. Like,
I know, but you can speak English in them, Naman.
No, but they were telling me to speak Filipino. So, like, the only things I knew how to say in Filipino is, like, oh, like, I cheated on my girlfriend. I cheated on a test. I lied to my parents. Like, saying that. I was like, oh, daddy, like, nag-cheat ako sa girlfriend ko. Or something like that. Like, it was so stupid. Oh, my God.
Wait, so it was bad.
I haven't heard back, like, in 5 days. So
okay, so it was bad.
Probably bad, yeah. But, okay, anyway, I just want everyone to know that, like, you know, acting isn't my thing. Like, I want to be a comedian. Like, I want to be on SNL. And, like, I want to become a late night host. So,
then why don't you practice,
you know,
here?
Remember the name. Okay, fine. You ask me questions.
What? You're the late night host. You're supposed to be asking us questions. That's literally how it works.
wait, I'm not ready. Because I had a... Okay, fine.
Just like describe the show that you would want to host. Like what's your dream show?
Well, okay, my favorite late night host is Jimmy Fallon, which is like kind of controversial because like not a lot of people like him.
Really? I like him.
Dude, Jimmy Fallon's my favorite, but like people like say that his interview questions are like, you know, kind of shallow, and like he never lets like the person he's interviewing talk. Like he's just talking the whole time. But I still like
him. Let's be real, he doesn't write the questions. It's his crew.
Yeah,
like,
it's his writers.
Yeah, it's his writer. I know, but like, I don't know. That's why I don't know why people don't like him. I like him. But anyway, if I were a late night host, okay, first of all, like the band I would have, like, you know, like how each late night host
the Roots,
band.
Yeah.
So like, Jimmy Fallon has the Roots. Jimmy Kimmel has some like crew. I don't know. Ellen has like a Twitch DJ guy.
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah.
If I were a late night host, I would get this band. It's called Barocchini Edgar. It's a famous Filipino band.
They are a good band.
They're super awesome. And like, if ever like I do become a late night host, like I want them to be in the band.
Wait, so is
like,
this in the Philippines? Yeah.
No. I would want to do it. Like, what do you mean? SNL's like...
No, exactly. So what? You're going to live in the States and bring them here?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, anyway, what would your show be called?
Late Night with Debbie, come on, show. You're not supposed to change the name.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, low-key Peppy's Corner, right?
Wait, like, I feel like Peppy's Corner is chicken.
Oh, really?
It just says right there. Oh. No gum.
Oh.
Whoops, sorry. Okay, continue. Sorry, Peppy, continue.
Peppy's Corner is what it's going to be called. So, like, hello, welcome to Peppy's Corner. And then I walk out, like, into a monologue, like, hey, guys, like, you know, Trump's impeachment, what's that about? I crack some jokes, whatever, and, like,
what?
Yeah, but yeah.
okay
guys, also quickly, so my brother, I wore his jacket today and I literally, it smells so bad that I now smell like his jacket.
And okay,
it smells like,
she asked me to smell it and this is how I described it.
It's so accurate.
Okay, think of a Tupperware.
They
that
don't
do
Tupperware here, do they?
They do, like a Tupperware.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Think of a Tupperware that you put curry in and it sat in it for a while, and even when you wash out the Tupperware, it still smells like that curry and just like plastic Tupperware. That's what the jacket smells like.
Which makes sense because they made curry last night.
Okay, but I feel like that's not just from last night.
Well, anyways, it smells like curry now and it's really bothering me. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it smells kind of bad. But it's not like curry, like yummy curry. It's like
Tupperware. Do you
still
smell it? Do you smell it right now?
No.
Okay, good.
But like, I feel like if I put my face on your shirt.
Oh yeah, obviously. But who the heck is going to put their face on my shirt?
I don't know. My sweater is doing that right now.
Yeah, I'm going to wash this.
Bro, you still have my clothes. You have not washed them.
I did. I washed your sweatpants. I washed your white sweater.
So where are they?
They're in my dorm.
Okay.
I put it in a paper bag for you.
Thanks.
Oh yeah. By the way, guys, Amaya's gonna marry my brother. No cap.
Oh my god.
No cap.
Annika thinks that I'm gonna marry her older brother.
Because her mom is a psychic and everything she says comes true 100%.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Nah.
Okay, her mom is a psychic and it's just true.
Okay, but this is like too much. It's too much.
Fine.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Okay, Peppy, is your mom there?
She's in the other room. But
where's Bing?
Please.
Where is Bing?
Please have us. Is Bea awake?
Yeah, Bea's awake, but she's busy. Okay, like,
no,
I'll check
we're gonna have Bea on air right now.
Come on, or get Bing or something. Hi, Bing.
Mom, Annika, fire. One line. Okay, never mind. She's doing her business.
I feel like Peppy just doesn't want them to
Yeah, I feel like I just heard her.
I feel
her.
Like I literally just heard her. You just don't want them to be on air.
Okay, why is she stealing my limelight? This is my
chance.
Okay,
Tita Yvonne!
Oh my god.
Tita Yvonne!
Peps, give her give her
She was very pained. She said to give her like 5 seconds.
Okay, so. Cool.
Okay.
So anyways, continuing on. Oh yeah. What do you call this?
Peps, how do you feel about me marrying Annika's brother?
Oh yeah, Sage.
Don't you think Hi, Annika and Maya. Welcome to your show.
Hi, Tita.
Everyone, this is...
How are you guys?
This is Yvonne Camacho, Pepe's mom, and she is going to be a guest on our show right now.
Yay. Hi,
Hello,
Tita.
Everybody.
Hi, Tita. How are you?
We're good.
Wait, so are you sad about not going to U2?
Yeah, you too.
I'm sad for Tito Hill, but I'm happy because I don't have to go through the flights.
You don't like flying?
Oh yeah, Tita Yvonne is afraid of flights, by the way.
Oh.
Super.
Wait, Tita, why are you scared of planes again?
I'm scared of the turbulence.
Ew.
But I might just buy U2 tickets here in Manila and surprise Tito Hill.
Oh, Meron.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yep.
That's a cute idea. But yeah, so Tita Yvonne is the... Tita, how is Tony Pons going? Are you the distributor? What's your...
We are the official distributor here in the Philippines.
Oof.
And we've had Tony Pons here for 3 years and we're doing super well.
We Yay!
Just had a Black Friday.
Black Friday.
And today we had our Cyber Monday sale and we did so well.
Oh yeah, Cyber Monday. I'm going to order stuff today because it's Cyber Monday.
Hello, my Tony Pons models.
Oh my God, yeah. So.
Oh yeah, and Maya's first time being a girl.
I had to model Tony Pons shoes.
Yeah, she modeled Tony Pons shoes. She wore heels.
Yeah, that was a first.
That was a good time.
It was a great time. Spending times with the ladies.
The ladies.
So is Pepe gonna sing in your show?
Who?
Pepe should sing in our show.
Pepe.
You're
you
right.
You know what he can do? He can play the guitar for you.
Yeah. Pepe, can you please play the guitar for us?
Okay, here's Pepe.
Thanks Tita Bon.
Okay, good everyone.
Night. Good night.
Pepe is going to serenade us with Yesterday by the Beatles. Pepe.
Yes.
I'm not.
Pepe, you have to.
Okay, fine. No, Peps.
We already announced it.
It's too late. I'm sorry.
You can't leave the crowd like that. Hey, if anyone's listening and they see that you flake, they're not going to watch your late night show because they're like, oh, he flakes all the time.
Exactly.
Who's listening right now?
People in the car.
Yeah.
Come on, Pappy.
No, I don't want
to. Come on.
I really don't want to.
Peps, are you going to sing on your show?
No, of course not, because I'm a late night host. I'm not a musician.
So Jimmy Fallon sings sometimes.
Yeah, because like with his guests, like I don't want to sing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Okay, what's it? You know how like they all have games and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you thought of a game?
Oh, I love Fast Word by Jimmy Fallon.
So you're just copying Jimmy Fallon.
No, mom, please.
Yes, Tita, bring the guitar.
Bring it.
That's mom, awesome.
Yay!
Peppy, go. That's also a really big thing, like a big Filipino thing, is that parents will always force you to perform, like even though you don't want to, even though you don't have talent, like they'll force you to go on stage and perform for everyone. It's just a thing. Like my parents made me take opera lessons and perform, but I was really bad. Peppy, we're waiting.
What?
You're waiting.
Wait. No.
Yes.
Okay, while you set up, we're going to do an announcement.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make a PSA.
PSA, right? PSA, public service announcement.
Okay, which one do you want to do?
We can do...
Why don't we do this one? So, since, like, the Northeast is going through, like, the snow crisis... apparently, and the Philippines is about to get hit by a massive typhoon and it's gonna flood and school is canceled and when it floods in Manila it's always so bad and then okay whatever. So Nyx, you want to read it?
Okay, sure.
So just we want to put out a PSA, an emergency preparedness PSA.
Okay. So, unexpected situations such as a power outage, water, disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It is also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there is some other emergency going on.
All right.
Okay, that reminds me, a few years ago, there was this big, like, thing about an earthquake coming to Manila, and my mom prepared an emergency preparedness kit for every single room, and there was a helmet, medical kit, and like canned paella. And when I was hungry in the middle of the night, I would just eat a canned paella. It was really bad.
Paella,
whatever.
That's how we say it in the Philippines.
Paella.
Yeah.
Okay, Pepe, it's your time. Let's go.
We got our PSA.
Everyone, let's give it up for Pepe Camacho with his sweet tunes.
Yeah.
Peps.
Yeah, I'm not singing.
Peps, what the heck? Why not?
No, I'll play guitar. I'm not good to
it. Okay, fine. Play the guitar. Where's the guitar?
We'll sing. You play the guitar.
Yeah, okay.
He's so mad.
What song are you playing? Alright, okay, go.
Can you make it ayos?
I am!
Jeff's, no!
Oh my god!
No.
Do it again!
What the heck is that?
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, again. Go. I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know.
Yes.
She wouldn't stay.
Same.
I said, something is wrong, now I long, okay, for yesterday, yesterday.
You.
Okay, that was really great. Thank Yay. You. Okay, now, oh.
No, it goes in like this. You have to screw it back on. No, the bottom.
The bottom.
Anong bottom?
Put it. You have it hooked around the top. Put it down there.
Oh. Yeah. So while I find the screw, am I do something?
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I finished.
Good yeah. Okay. Yay! You did
We're
so good. Yay.
Okay. Give it to me. Oh. Okay. Find the screw.
Okay, something happened, so Amaya will take over.
Okay, so basically, there was a loose screw, Annika kicked it. We're not sure what it's for, so we're trying to find it, so that in case it's for something important, it
oh,
is
it.
There. Okay, she found it. That's great. Oh my god, that's another thing! We've been learning sign! Oh yeah, you can't see us. We're signing this right now. We've
been
learning sign together. It's really fun and exciting.
Am I as much better
I
than
think
you,
it's so cool.
I fixed it.
Okay, yeah.
Peppy, turn your video on so we can see your face.
Also, so you can see my sign, and then Peps, you can react to my sign. Ready?
Yesterday, pompa.
Trouble seems so far away. Okay, Peps, look at my sign language. Ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I've been learning sign. It's really exciting. I'm learning it with Annika. She's doing it with me together. It's so cool! Right? Yes or no? Yeah.
Here's my sign.
No, that's not... Okay, okay. You know what that means? No, no, no.
That means nothing.
It's this.
That's what you want to use. Oh, no.
Wait, what are you saying?
Yung ito is pareho ang ito.
Yeah.
As in, this doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So, essentially now, moving forward, let's play another song. Ooh, Peppy, why don't you request something? Suggestion. Peppy is really good at giving songs for some random reason.
Suggestion.
What type of song?
Actually, I have a song.
Actually?
That Peppy did not show me. No. Okay, what's your song, Peppy? What's your song?
We can play two.
We'll play two. We'll play mine first.
Sanctuary by Juji.
Oh, I like that song. Okay, fine. We'll play Annika's song first, though.
Okay. This song is a good one. Okay.
Oh, wait. Peps has to leave the call.
I'll mute him. Peppy, mute yourself. That was Driving to Hawaii by Somersault. Peppy, what song do you want to play now? Oh, you're mute. You're on mute. You're on mute. Go off mute.
Why did you
Sanctuary by
Oh, yeah.
Sanctuary by Joji.
I approve.
Driving to Hawaii.
I won't be heard if I sing.
No.
Well, you can mute yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Just play it.
Go ahead and bark after dark, fallen star. I'm your one call away. Motel halls, neon walls. When night falls, I am your escape. When you lay alone, I ache. Something I wanted to
enjoyed that song. Perhaps if you're still on call, you can unmute yourself now if you would like, or you don't have to. Are you unmuting yourself? Is that a yes or a no? You are still on mute. Oh, never mind. Wait.
No, I'm not. Help.
Okay, oh, nice. Yeah, oops, my bad.
My okay. Bad.
So for the last.
Yo, guys, guess what?
Yeah.
I've been strapped this whole day.
Okay.
We're on an air.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Okay, moving on. Good for you, though, Pat.
Okay, so... What's happened? Oh, my God. Did you get in the email the course? We have to evaluate the courses.
For what?
Our courses. They ask you to evaluate the courses that you're taking this
semester. Well, I hate all the courses that I'm taking this semester.
Okay, well...
Do I have to do that?
I don't know if I have to do that stuff.
I
don't know. I feel like I would only do it if it was, like, a genuinely bad class.
I just, like, have no passion for the classes I'm taking right now. And no gana to, like, go to class.
Yeah.
And go to school.
Yeah.
But I do, like, still want to see everyone. Oh! So... I was talking to someone about this, but this is some, like, reflection thought that I've gathered from spending time with my friends in high school, like, a few days ago. But, so basically in Manila, like, when you hang out with your friends, it's usually, like...
Yeah.
Okay, so you usually go out, and, like, since legal age there is younger than in the States, it gets easy to go out with your friends, and, like, that's usually, like, what you do every weekend. But here in the States, like, obviously it's harder, and Anyways, it's harder. So basically, I was telling my friends that it's nice being in a new environment where, like, your definition of fun is just, like, having, like, sleepovers or, like, watching movies and, like, baking cookies. Like, doing, like, more, like... like
more like
bonding, like genuinely so establishing like relationships with people rather than like constantly just going out and being with big groups and you don't really know everyone. That was one thing that is a good for in all the international students out there. I'm pretty sure everyone here relates, but
yeah, okay.
That's a good thing I appreciate about college.
Okay, so we're starting to run out of time, so we would like to make sure we are able to squeeze in our routinely goodbye song.
Yes.
So, also, Peps, you want to say bye?
Sorry?
You want to say bye? We're going to play our goodbye song now.
Oh, can you play All the All the Da?
Oh, okay, so yes, so yes.
That was a good one.
Also, Lauren Michael, if you're listening.
Who's that?
The owner of SNL.
Just do the left, yeah.
If you're listening, I'm out here, and, you know, I'm free, so, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, okay, bye, Peps. Thanks for joining us. Do you want to say any last messages other than the SNL owner?
Yeah, look at me.
Wait, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's not right. It's like
so
this.
So wrong, but we get it.
Okay.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Japs. Just a reminder, you are listening to the Everything Show with
Annika
and Imaya.
On 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio Station. Hope you guys are having a great day. Hope you are enjoying the snow. If you aren't, I'm sorry. But yeah, happy December, everyone.
Yay.
Yay.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome to, this is Brown Bag Culture. Welcome. Welcome to Brown Bag Culture. You're listening to WMFO.
Alimony, alimony. Work till my fingers are bloody and a bony. She calls it alimony, alimony. Yeah, you single men may think it's funny till the one of these days you're gonna wake and find you're paying for your mistake. Bum, bum. I walk around ragged like a low down bum. I can't afford to weigh myself or buy a stick of gum. It's the same old story with a little for it while someone else is using it. Alimony, alimony. I thought I bought steak and it was all for